Morning. Thank you for coming. Today's daf is Maseches Megillah, daf Tezayin. We were on the very bottom of Tezvav Amud Beis. The Gemara is going through Megillas Esther and adding a lot of insights to the Psukim. We know the story. Haman had gotten the decree against all the Jews. Mordechai finds out about it. Mordechai starts protesting. Esther hears about Mordechai's protest. She's very disturbed. Mordechai tells her, well, go to the king and beg for the Jewish people to be spared. And Esther says, I can't go to the king. I haven't been invited in 30 days. But if you gather all the Jews and they'll all fast for me for 3 days and three nights, I'll also fast for 3 days and three nights. Then I'll go to the king and whatever will be, will be. So after the 3 days, on the third day, Esther wears the royal garments. She goes to the king. And when she gets to the king, as we saw yesterday, a great miracle happens. Three angels come. One angel raises her up so that the king should notice her. Another angel brings a certain charm to her that the king should like her. And a third angel extends the scepter of Ahasuerus to a very great length so that Esther will touch the head of the scepter and be spared. So when she goes to the king, The king asks her, okay, what do you want? And Esther said, I want you and Haman to come to a party that I'm making for him tonight. So the king and Haman come to the party. That night, the king cannot sleep. Balailahu, that night, Nadada, Shnas HaMelech. The king can't sleep. So as we learned yesterday, maybe God was keeping him awake, maybe the angels were keeping him awake, or maybe he himself was unable to sleep. Because he's thinking, why did Esther invite Haman to the party? Maybe there's a plot here. Maybe Esther is plotting to have Haman replace me, and she wants to still stay on as queen. Maybe there's a plot to kill me, and maybe my life is in danger. So then he said to himself, but if that's true, if there's a plot to kill me, people would know about it. Someone would have told me. And he figured, well, maybe no one wants to tell me because maybe in the past somebody did for me a great favor and I didn't reward them. So therefore he ordered, we'll start here in the second to last line of Tezvav Amud Beis, Vayomer lo havi sefer zichronos divrei hayamim. He ordered that they bring the book of memorials, the archives, the histories, the yunikraim lifnei hamelech, and they should be read before the king. Vayimatzei chasuv, and it was found written, Asher higid Mordechai al biktan of Aseresh, how Mordechai had related about biktan and teresh. Shnei sarisei hamelech mishomrei asaf, two of the king's ministers, the guards, Asher bikshu lishloach ad b'melech Achashverosh, how they had wanted to kill Achashverosh. Mordechai had told Esther, Esther had told Achashverosh, and its life had been saved. So says the Gemara, these words are interesting. Vayihiyu nikra'im, literally, and they were read. It should be, bring the books, vihiyu korim, and they should read it. So vayihiyu nikra'im teaches us, melamed shenikra'im me'elehen. These words were written on their own. The book on its own became a tape recorder or a video player or a computer, a phone. It started speaking and telling these words to Ahasuerus. Vayimatzei kasuv. Now here also there's a question. It should have said Vayimatzei kasav, and he found that it had been written a while ago. Vayimatzei kasuv means he found that it was written recently. So kasav mi boile, it should be written a while ago. Again, Malami, this teaches us Sheshim shi mochek. It was written right now. Ahasuerus had a royal scribe whose name was Shimshi. He was one of the sons of Haman. Shimshi was a big, big anti-Semite. We hear of him back in the book of Ezra. He's involved in lobbying Ahasuerus not to allow the building of the Second Temple, to stop the construction of Bayis Sheni, which Ahasuerus decides to do. He's a lobbyist who's paid by the Shomronim, by the Samaritans. He's an anti-Semite. So when he saw here, you know, in the book, in the Chronicles, that there's some nice things to say about Mordechai, he's erasing it, because he doesn't want anything nice to be said about any Jews. But the Gavriel Kosev, God sent the angel Gavriel, source of strength, Gvura, and Gavriel is writing it down. So it's currently being written. It's being written right away, and that's what they find, this new writing about the wonderful thing Mordechai had done to save the life of Ahasuerus. Amar Rabasi, Rabasi taught, Darash Rav Shilish, Kvar Timrasa, Rav Shila from the village of Timra taught, Umak Sav Shalamata Shalishusin Shal Yisraelinu Nimcha, consider, here a writing that's human writing. Now human writing with time gets worn out and gets erased, but here it's a human writing, but it's down on earth, but it's to the benefit of the Jewish people, to the benefit of Mordechai. It cannot be erased. Gavriel is overriding what Shimshi is doing. Ksav Shalomala, the writing up in heaven, all the mitzvos, all the Torah learning, all the chesed, all the tzedakah, all the good things that Jews have done, lo kol shekein, certainly cannot be erased. So, Vayomer HaMelech HaChashverosh. HaChashverosh, when he hears about what Mordechai had done for him, he asks, Mana asa yikaru gdula l'Mordechai alzeh? What honor, what greatness was done to Mordechai for this? Vayomer Narei HaMelech Mesharsav. And the ministers of the king, his attendants, his young people say, Lo nasa imo davar. Nothing was done with him. Amar Rava, Rava said, Lo mipnei sho'av ines Mordechai. Not that these people liked Mordechai that much. And that when they say, well, you know, Mordechai really deserves something. Lo mipnei sho'av ines Haman. It's just that they hated Haman. And they knew Mordechai was the enemy of Haman. And they wanted to help Haman's enemy. So Haman, who is this really arrogant fellow, megalomaniac, he was not popular within the king's palace. Everybody else also hated Haman. So if they had a chance to elevate and to honor somebody that would upset Haman, to see that person honored, they wanted him to do that. So at that time, this is sort of the end of the night, maybe 3 a.m, Haman has arrived to the outer courtyard of the king. To tell the king, to hang Mordechai on the tree, on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordechai. Because remember, that was the night of the party, the first party. So when Haman had left the first party, he had seen Mordechai sitting in the gate, and Mordechai ignores him. He doesn't move, he doesn't get up for him. Haman is filled with rage. He's so upset. He goes back home. He tells his wife all of his wealth, all of his children. And he says, even Esther invites me to the private party with the king. But when I see Mordechai doing none of this is worth anything to me. So Zeresh says, okay, so build a gallows. Right? You're excited you're invited tomorrow to another party. Build a gallows. Hang Mordechai in the morning on the gallows, and at night you'll have a good time at the party. So he had come to Ahasuerus to tell him about hanging Mordechai. And that's when everything switches. Pasuk says, right? Haman had come to the outer courtyard of the king to tell the king, Lislosus Mordechai, to hang Mordechai alo etz asher hechin lo, on the tree that he had prepared for him. Interesting, right? Doesn't it on the tree that he prepared for Mordechai? The tree prepared for him, explains the Gemara. We learned in a Braisa, Tana learned in a Braisa, Lo Heichin. He prepared for him, he had prepared it for himself. This is the tree that ultimately Haman himself was going to be hung on. And when he had prepared it, he was really preparing his own death. So, Ahasuerus asks Haman what should be done for the person the king wants to honor. Haman says, wear the royal garments, be paraded throughout the city of Shushan, have a courier of the king, one of the people from the king's household declaring this is what's done to the person the king wants to honor. And the king says, okay, asay kain, kachas alavush vesasus, take the horse, take the garment, asay kain, le Mordechai, and do so for Mordechai. Amalei, so Haman says to Ahasuerus, manu Mordechai, which Mordechai? Amalei, Ahasuerus said, Ayyudi, the Jewish Mordechai. Amalei, so then Haman says back, tuva Mordechai, you can be Yudai. There are a lot of Jews called Mordechai. Amar Leis, so Ahasuerus says further, Hayoshe Bishar HaMelech, the one who's sitting in the gate of the king. Amar Leis, so Haman says, don't give Mordechai so much honor. Sagai v'chad diskarta, it's enough to give him a village, right? Give him a village as a gift, give him some real estate. Inay v'chad nahar, or give him a river, and let him collect the tolls. Amar Leis, so Ahasuerus said, Hanami Avli, give him that too. Give him a village, give him a toll booth. Val tapil davar mikol asher divarta, don't drop anything from whatever you mentioned. All the different good things that you mentioned maybe are appropriate for Mordechai. Give them all. Well, the pasuk says, "Vayikach Haman es halavush v'esasus." Haman took the horse, he took the garments, and he dresses Mordechai. Ve'albeishes Mordechai. What was the story behind this? Azal Haman went, Ashkechei, he met Mordechai, the Asri Rabban and Kabe, and the rabbis were sitting in front of him. He was teaching Torah. Why was he teaching Torah? Because it's the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is the day of the offering of the Minchas HaOmer. So he's teaching them how to bring a carbon mincha, how to offer a meal offering. And he was demonstrating, he was showing with his hand the laws of Kmitza, the laws of taking a fistful of flour and throwing it into the fire for the offering of a carbon mincha. Hey, when the Chazi Mordechai, the Apik Likabim, is using Mecha Biyadit. Since once Mordechai sees him with, he's coming to greet him. Haman's coming to greet him with a horse in his hands. So he figures, what's he coming for? He's coming to take me on a horse to go kill me. So he said, hi, Rishia, this wicked person, the Mikdal Nafshikar, see, he's coming to kill me. Zil Mekame. So, Dilo Tichav Ben Chlaset. So he tells the sages, go hide. Go hide. All the students should go hide, so that you not get burned by his coal. So zilu mikamei, go away. Ilo techavu begachalasali, you should not get burned with his coal. Ba'ishaita, then at that moment, nesatif Mordechai. Mordechai puts on his talus. Bekamei litzlusa, and he gets up to David to ask Hashem to save him from what Haman wants to do to him. Asa Haman, so Haman comes, v'yasav lekamayu, and he sits there and waits in front of Mordechai and Mordechai's students. So Amaluhu, someone asked these students, these sages, but Maya Skitu, what were you learning now? Amalu, they said, we were learning the halachas of Kmitza. It's not your Beis HaMikdash Kaya, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Mada Ben Adav Mincha, somebody wants to donate, well, someone who dedicated a Mincha offering, Maya Skitu, comes to the Sulta, he brings out of the Mincha a little fistful, a kometz, three fingers worth of fine flour, and throws it into the fire on the Mizbeach, Miskatrele, and all of those sins are erased. So now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so at least through learning the halachos, it's as if we offered this mincha, and it's as if we gained atonement. Amalu, someone said to them, Asim Elokim Kimcha Didchu, so this fistful of flour of yours has come, Didachi Asara Alfei Kikri Kasvididji, and it pushed aside the 10,000 loaves of silver of mine. Amalei Mordechai said to Haman, Rasha, you wicked person. The slave buys property. Who does the property belong to? Who does the slave belong to? He said, you are my slave. I purchased you for the bread. As we said yesterday, Zeb Baba Pruzbuti, this one comes with a document of wealth. Zeb Baba Pruzbuti, this one comes with a document of poverty. Amalei, they used to say about Haman, after the Mizdabim of Talma. He's a slave who sold himself for loaves of bread. So you're my slave. You're my slave, and you're saying that you had so much wealth. You're nobody. Amar le, Haman then says to Mordechai, okay, I see you're not davening anymore. You're talking to me. So kum levosh, get up and wear hani mani, these garments, urechov ha'susaya, and get up and ride this horse. The boy lechmalka, that's what the king wants. He wants to honor you. Amar le, Mordechai said back to Haman, lo yechilna, I can't do that. I first have to go into the bathhouse. I need to wash up, I need to freshen up, I need to look better, I need to smell better. Veshkolamazi, and I need someone to take off my hair, I need to get a haircut. It's not Terechar, it's to use the garments of the kings like this, dressed like this, looking like this. So Shadra Esther then said, and she put all the bathhouse attendants into jail. And she put all the barbers into jail. So now, how's someone going to get Mordechai a bath? There's no bathhouse attendants. So he now had to go, and he had to bring the fires and heat up the bath. He had to bring himself into the bathhouse. So he himself had to bring Mordechai into the bathhouse. The Asche, and he had to bathe Mordechai. The Azal, and then Haman went. The Isi Zuzumi Beise, and he brought scissors from his home. The Koshako Beimazi, and he was giving him a haircut, taking off his hair. As he's taking off his hair, he's giving him the haircut. Ingid v'istna, he had pain and he moans. Ay, Amalei. So Mordechai says to him, "Michael, it's not just what are you moaning about?" Amalei said, "Gavadav a chashav le malchim mikulu rabbi b'nai." individual who is more honored to the king than all the other ministers, all the other prominent people. I'm the most prominent. Hashdushvani Blani Vesakra. Now he's going to become a bathhouse attendant and a barber. Amalei, Mordechai said, Russia, you wicked person. V'lav Sapishal Kfar Kartzim. You used to be the barber in Kfar Kartzim. Tell me, you did a braisa. Haman Sapishal Kfar Kartzim. Yes, Mushtaim Shana. Haman was a barber in Kfar Kartzim for 22 years. He went from being a barber to being the most honored guy in Ahasuerus's kingdom. But he was a lowlife. And Mordechai said to him, you are a lowlife. Yeah, what was she? She was a bartender. Yeah, I think they had other lowlives in the course of government and you know, all these politicians. Basad Shakuna Lamazie, after they took off his hair, Lavshinu Lamane, then he put the clothing on Mordechai. Amalei, so Haman then said to Mordechai, Sakurachav, get up on the horse and ride it. You know, climb up. Amalei said, Lo Yechilna, again, I'm not strong enough to do it. I'm not, I can't do it. Chishi Chiloi Miyamitanisa, because my strength has been exhausted from all these days of fasting. So Gachin, so Haman kneeled over so that Mordechai could get up a little bit higher, get onto Haman's back, and then from there get onto the horse. The Salik, so Mordechai climbed up. Through Haman, he got up onto the horse. He saw it when he was climbing up, but he gave Haman a kick. Amalei, so Haman said, understand, doesn't it say to you, the Jews, when your enemy falls, don't be happy. Don't rub it in. Don't have, what are they called, schadenfreude? To be simcha la'ed, to be happy about the downfall of somebody else. Schadenfreude. What are you happy that I'm your enemy and I'm falling? That's not a reason to be happy. Amalei Mordechai said, no, hani mili be Israel. That's true about a Jewish enemy. But with the non-Jewish anti-Semites, when they fall, it says, v'atan you alba mosemo sidroch, on his high spots, you should trample. You should trample them. You should show, no, they're down, they're gone. The enemies of the Jews, let's say a Sisera, Goliath, Hitler, Machimo, Stalin, were happy when they have their downfall. So Haman now has to take Mordechai throughout the streets of Shushan. And he calls out before him, so shall be done to the person, Asher HaMelech, HaFetz V'Yikaro, whom the king wishes to honor. When he was leading Mordechai through the path next to the home of Haman, Chazite Brate de Kaima Igra, the daughter of Haman who was standing on the roof, saw this sight. And there were noblemen leading another nobleman, and the nobleman who is forced to lead the other nobleman is screaming, this is what will be done to the one the king wants to honor. Savra, she thought, Aydirachiv, the one riding, is Aguas, her father. Aydamazgi Kameh, the nobleman leading him, is Mordechai. So she took the earthenware vessel that was the toilet they used to have in those days. Remember, Graf Shorei, they used to have a special, you know, earthenware vessel for all the excrement. Then they had Avit Shalmei Raglayim, another earthenware vessel for all the urine. So she took these earthenware vessels, the Graf Shorei, the Avit Shalmei Raglayim, right, the earthenware vessel of the toilet. And she dumped it out on the father, on the head of her father. She figures, okay, I'll add to the humiliation to this minister. She dumps it on his head. Then Haman lifted his eyes up to see who threw it down on him, who dumped on him. Then she saw, this is her own father. She had just dumped the toilet on her father. She fell off from the roof to the ground and she died. She committed suicide. She dies. I know that's what the pasuk then says. After all of this honor, Mordechai returns to the gate of the king. So he didn't let her even get to him. He went back to his sackcloth, to fasting, still hoping that the Jews would be saved, the decree would be reversed. Whereas Haman was pushed to his home, avail, mourning, the chafui rosh, with his head covered. Abel, what's he mourning for? Albita, because his daughter just died. The Chafui Rosh, and his head is covered. Al Shirlo, what happened to him? Because she dropped the toilet on him. All right, then the pasuk says that Haman calls for an urgent meeting. Haman relates to Zeresh's wife and to all of his friends, all the people who love him, what had happened to him. Then his wise people and Zeresh's wife tell him, if from the seeds of the Jews, it's Mordechai who started to fall before him, lo tuchalo, you won't be able to overcome him, kinafolti polufanav, you will fall further before him. So, interesting change here in the pasuk. The pasuk begins with Haman talking to Oavav, his friends. And then it says that Zeresh and his chachamav, Zeresh and his wise men, karilu Oavav, it's called his friends, and then karilu, then they're called chachamav, his wise men. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, kalomet bar chachma, anyone who says something which is wise, afilu b'masol, even if it's from the nations of the world, nikra chacham, should now be called a wise person. If from the seeds of the Jews it is Mordechai, you start to fall, you won't overcome him. Amalei said to him, Imishar Shvatim Kasi, from the other tribes, you'd be able to overcome him. But Imishavet Yehuda Binyamin Ephraim Menashe, but if it's somebody from Yehuda Binyamin Menashe or Ephraim, well, Yachlele, you won't be able to overcome him. Yehuda Dechsev, Yehuda says, Yadcham Ora Voidacha, your hand is at the neck of your enemies. Enoch, the others, the Sibu, it says about them, before Ephraim and Yamin and Menashe arouse your heroic strength. So, from certain Jews, you're not going to be able to overcome. Why do they say, Ki nafol ti polifanav, you will fall, surely fall before him? Why the double language of falling? Why did these advisors of Haman tell him he's going to fall and fall further? Because they said to him, this is what it is with the Jews. Umazu, this nation, Meshula Afar, they're sometimes compared to the dirt. Umazula Kochan, but they're also compared to the stars. Kishen Yordan, when they fall, Yordan out Afar, they fall all the way to the dirt, right? You thought you could wipe them out. Kishen Olam, when they go up, Olamad Kochan, they go up all the way to the stars. Once you've started to fall before them, they're going to keep pushing you down. You're done. And while they're still talking to him, Odamid Abrimimo, Basarise Amelech Higiyu, the ministers of the king arrive by Avhilu, and they hurry up Haman. They brought him in a state when he was all disoriented. He was all confused. He wasn't focused. So at the second meal again, Ahasuerus asks Esther, what can I do for you? And Esther says, I just want myself and my people to survive. For I and my nation have been sold to be wiped out. He ain't atzar shoveh ben ezek hamelech, and the enemy doesn't care about the damage to the king. Amr lo, Esther brought up history. She said to Achashverosh, Tsar Zeh, this enemy, ain't no shoveh ben ezek hamelech. He doesn't care that the king gets damaged. Nikni me Vashti, he was jealous about Vashti. Uktali arranged for her to get killed. Hashtikni me didi, now he's jealous about me. We boil him literally, he's trying to get me killed by killing all the Jews. Amr melech Achashverosh v'yom l'Esther amalkav, yuzeh v'ezehu asher melo libel, asos kain. Achashverosh says, who is this person who has such a chutzpah to do this? So Vayomer Vayomer Lemli, why does the pasuk say the king Achashverosh said, and he said to Esther Amalka, why does he say it twice, and he said, Amar Rabbiu explained, Bethila in the third one. Initially, he's talking to her with a translator, but now came with Emily to be Shol Kasina. Now that she said that she's Jewish and that she's the descendant of Binyamin, she's the descendant of Shol, the descendant of the first Jewish king. He says, oh, now I can talk to you directly. Mayad Vayomer Esther Amalka. Now he said right away to Esther the queen. But Tomer Esther says, Ish Tzar Boyev, a man who's a hater, who's an enemy, Haman Araza, this wicked Haman. So it seems like a long way to get to saying Haman. She could have just said Haman. So Amr Belazar Malamed, Shaklape Achashverosh. She was initially going to point at Achashverosh. She was going to say, you're the one who's having us killed. Vamalach, an angel came, the Satar Yadza, and he pushed her hand away, Klape Haman towards Haman. No, don't tell Achashverosh, he's the one who killed. He's the one who wants to kill. And the king gets up in his rage, from the wine party to the garden, and then Vamelach shoving in Asabi's son. And the pasuk says the king returned from the garden around the palace. It says the Gemara Makashiva Lakima. It's comparing and linking the return to the getting up. Makima Bechema, just like he got up in rage, of Shiva Bechema, he comes back in rage. Why is he so upset? Because again, Hashem adds fuel to save the Jews. The Azal Ashkel Malachashreis. Achashverosh goes out and he finds the angels, the Malika Gavri, who are appearing to him like people, the Kakri, the Inlani, the Bustani, and they are uprooting the trees of his orchard. Amalei tells them, Mayav Daich, what are you doing here? Amalei, they say, Dvakin and Haman, Haman ordered us to do this. They're saying, Haman ordered us to go rearrange the drapes of the Oval Office. He gets all upset. He's already measuring the drapes. Asa Lebeise, he comes into his home. And then, Haman no fail mita. Haman's falling on the bed that Esther's on. No fail. Should be nafal mibali. Haman had fallen on. Amr Belazar, Belazar explained, Malavich, Shabbat Malach, Pipilole. Again, an angel comes and pushes Haman onto Esther. Amar Sachashver said, Vaivi base, so woe from what's going on indoors. Vaivi bar, woe from what's going on outside. Yomar Melech, and the king says, Agam Mechosh Samal Kaim Yibabayas. Do you even want to conquer the queen with me still in the house? And then Charbona steps in for the kill. Yomar Charbona, Charbona says, you know, Haman himself made this big gallows. He wants to hang Mordechai, who did so good for the king. And the king says, hang him on the gallows. Amr Belazar says, Av Charbona Rasha Bosa Eitza. Charbona himself was wicked. And he was one of the advisors of Haman, one of the friends of Haman. Came into Rosh Hashanah, and now that he sees that it's not going the way they wanted to kill Mordechai, it's the opposite. Haman is the one who's in trouble. Yad Barach, he ran away from being a friend of Haman. That's what the pasuk says. That when God sends his rage against the wicked, all the friends run away from the wicked people. They see it's not going well for them. They're not friends for those wicked people anymore.
So from what we're learning here, it's almost like there wasn't so much Hester Pani. Hashem was truly involved.
Right.
There was an angel pushing the hand. Right. And
so I guess even with Hester Pani, we could, if you look closely, you can see the hand of Hashem.
Can we say Chabon is a fool? Like,
yeah, he's, even though he wasn't a bad guy, he wasn't a good guy originally, but we remember the good that he did. He got Haman killed. And the anger of the king was forgotten. What are these two forgettings? God forgot his anger over the sins of the Jews. She forgot his anger to Haman. I mean, let us say, Achashverosh was forgetting both. He was forgetting being angry about what was being done to Esther, and he's forgetting about what had been done to Vashti. We read in Pashas Vayigash that when the brothers reconcile with Yosef at Tzadik, Yosef gives to each one of the men, each of the brothers, each of the Shvatim, changes of clothing. He gives 5 suits. Ask the Gemara, is it possible that that matter, that this Tzadik, Yosef at Tzadik himself suffered because of Yikashelbo, he's going to stumble over? In the name of Rav Chama Bar Guri, in the name of Rav, Vishvil Mishkal Shnei Slayim Milas, because of the weight of 2 slayim of clean wool, Shahosef Yaakov Li Yosef, that Yaakov added to Yosef. Yaakov gave all of his children clothing, but he gave Yosef a special Ksonas Pasim, a special multicolored tunic. And this multicolored tunic, how much extra wool did it have over the other wool, over the other? Just 2 slayim worth of wool. That's all that Yosef had more Mishar Echav than his other brethren. Because of that, his brothers are jealous, and then they resent him, and they can't speak to him peacefully. And ultimately, when he comes to them, they try to get him killed, and they sell him as a slave. Because he was sold as a slave, we end up down in Egypt. It's all a result of a father showing favoritism to one child over the other. So now Yosef himself is going to show favoritism to Binyamin over the others? Amr Binyamin Bar Yefes answered, Remez Ramazlo. Yosef was hinting something to Binyamin. We have a rule, Ramban explains it. And whenever there's a nevuah, there's a need for a symbolic act here on earth to confirm the nevuah, to make sure that the nevuah will happen. That's the whole reason why there is something called Masa Avosim L'Banim, that the behavior of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was a sign for their descendants. Yaakov goes into exile with Laban. And that's predicting the Jewish people going into exile. Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim. That predicts the Jewish people going down to Mitzrayim. Because a symbolic act makes the Nevuah more than just B'gzeiras Irin Pitgamin, more than just a decree of the heavenly angels. Now it's confirmed. Now it's going to happen. So Yosef HaTzadik had a Nevuah that Binyamin's going to have a descendant Mordechai. So he wanted to do a symbolic act to confirm what will be in the future. Ramaz Ramazlo, Shasid Ben Lexis Menu, there's going to be a descendant of Binyamin. Who's going to come out from before the king? The Chamisha Levushei Malchus with 5 royal garments, as it says. Shneimar Mordechai Yatzim Lefnei Hamelech Levush Malchus Tcheles V'Chur V'Ateres Avgdola V'Sachrich Butz V'Argaman. So this is all to predict the Purim story. The same way Yosef saved his brothers, Mordechai is going to save his brothers. He's going to save all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he wasn't worried that this is going to create resentment. This is a nevuah for the future. This is an act of nevuah, and this is something to save Klal Yisrael in the future. Now we'll talk about the Pesukim in Vayigash a little bit. The Pasuk says that Yosef fell on the necks of Binyamin, his brother. Vayev, can he cried. Binyamin and Binyamin, Bachal Tzavarav. Cried on his neck. I understand. Kama Tzavar and Havalel Binyamin. How many necks does a person have? How many necks can he fall on? Amr Belezer Belezer explained, the neck is a symbol of the Beis HaMikdash. It connects heaven and earth. Bachal Shnei Mikdashim. Yosef HaTzadik was crying for the two Batei Mikdash. They're both going to be in the portion of Binyamin. They both will be destroyed. Binyamin cried on his neck. Bacha, what was he crying for? Mishkan Shilo, for Mishkan Shilo, which is going to be in the portion of Yosef. It will be in the portion of Yosef. And it's also destined to be destroyed. It was destroyed, yeah, absolutely. By the Plishtim.
Oh.
Plishtim wiped it out.
Absolutely,
that'll be a lot of fun. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Binyamin sees that I'm the one talking to you. Amr Belezer Belezer explained. Amr Belezer Belezer explained. Yosef wanted to clarify to them that he had forgiven his brothers. So he mentioned Binyamin. Amr Levi said, "Kishem shem alibi al Binyamin achi." The same way, I'm not upset at Binyamin, my brother. He wasn't a partner to selling me. So too, kach ein b'libi, I have nothing in my heart aleichem against you. Ki pi amidaber aleichem, and then he adds, "For my mouth is talking to you." What he's saying is like kifi. The same way I'm saying I have nothing against you, kein libi, so too in my heart I really have nothing against you. All right, another pasuk there. In Vayigash, Ulaviv Shalach Kazos Asaracham Orim, Nosim Mitu Mitzrayim. And he sent to his father 10 donkeys carrying the best of Egypt. My Mitu Mitzrayim, what's the best of Egypt? Amr Binyam Bar Yafes, Amr Belezer, Binyam Bar Yafes, and Amr Belezer. Shalach Lo Yayin Yashan, Yosef Atzadik sent to his father Yaakov old wine. Das Akenim Nochemen, which the thought of the elders, they enjoy that. Vayolchu Gam Echav, and his brothers also go over Yapulu Fanav, and they fall before Yosef, Amr Binyam Bar Yafes, Amr Belazar, and Amr Hinshi. That's what people say. Tala B'idnei. You find this later that the brothers fall before Yosef, even though they're better than Yosef. When you have a fox at his moment, Sagidle, you have to worship him. You have to bow to him. Says the Gemara, Tala, a fox. I'm Tzusim Achuvu. In what way is he any less than his brethren? Eliyit Me'achuvitam. If something was said, this is what was said. Vayishtachu Yisrael Arosha Mitzah. In Parshas Vayichi, when Yaakov bows down at the head of the bed, when Yosef agrees to bury him in Israel. Amr Binyamin Bar Yafes, Amr Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar said, this is the lesson of Reb Elazar. It's all about Ibn Sagidle. A fox, at his moment, you have to bow to him. So even though Yosef is not at the level of Yaakov, Yaakov bows to him because right now, this is his moment. This is the time that he has the power and the strength. And Yosef comforts them. And he speaks to their heart. Amr Binyamin Bar Yafes, Amr Reb Elazar. Binyamin Bar Yafes, and Reb Elazar. He tells them things that make sense, things that are very logical. Here, 10 candles couldn't extinguish one candle. How could I extinguish the 10 candles of the other brothers? Now, going back to Megillas Esther, the Jews had Ora Simcha Sasam Yikar. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ora Zutora. Ora is a reference to the Torah. V'chein Omer, the pasuk says, Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or. Rashi explains that Haman had made a decree that the Jews couldn't learn Torah. So after Haman's downfall, the Jews are very happy because now they can learn Torah. Simcha ze Yom Tov. Haman made a decree that the Jews shouldn't fulfill Mitzvah's Yom Tov. And now they could enjoy Yom Tov, as it says, be happy on your holiday. I'm happy for your law, which is a reference to Bismillah. And Vikar, Elu Tfilin, honor is the Tfilin. All the nations of the world will see that Hashem's name is called on you. Yarumi Mecca, and they will fear you. The time of the dinner brass of Lesa Gadol, Omer Lesa Gadol says, Elu Tfilin Shabarosh, that's the Tfilin of the head. When Jews wear Tfilin, that gives the Jews kavod, and the nations of the world are then afraid to start up with the Jews. Then we have in the Megillah that there was the war, and the 10 sons of Haman are killed. Veispar Shandasa, Veisasa, Aseres Bnei Haman, the 10 children of Haman ben Amdasa. Ham Rav Adi Bin Yafo, Aseres Bnei Haman, the names of the 10 sons of Haman. Veaseres, and the word Aseres Bnei Haman, which is right after those names. The reader has to say them all in one breath. My time, why? Because all of them, their souls left at one moment. Rabbi Yochanan said, Vav de Vaisasa, the Vav in the name Vaisasa, one of Haman's sons, you have to stretch it out on the Megillah. It has to be a long letter, like a long piece of wood. Kumoraida the Livnos. Like the stick that's used by the sailors in the Livros River. So when the sailor is on his boat, and the boat sometimes gets stuck on a lagoon, it gets stuck on sand, it gets stuck in reeds, he needs to take a stick and push the boat out of the way. It's a long stick. So that long stick that's used in the Livros River, that's the stick that the Vava Vaisasa should be long like that. My time, why? Because Kulu B'chad's Kifa is the Kifu. They were all hung on one long stick. It wasn't as if on this tree, on the gallows, there is a branch going down, and one is hung over there, and then there's another one hung in another lower level. They were all hung one after the next on this single stick. Rav Papa said, Rav Shila, the man of Kfartim Rasa, taught Kol HaShiros, all the sections of Tanakh that are Shira sections, song sections, Kulan Nichtavos Ariach Al Gabi Levein, Levein Al Gabi Ariach. They're written with a half brick on top of a full brick, and a full brick on top of a half brick. So if you were to imagine, a half brick is half the size, and a full brick is the full size. So if you imagine the lines of writing, so what you have is you have a big wide part and then a little line of writing. Underneath the wide part, again, a little writing, another big wide part. Chutz mishirazu, except for this song, namely the death of the 10 sons of Haman, that's a song. Umalke Canaan, and the list in Yoshua, the 31 kings of Canaan who were killed. Where they're written is Ariach al Gabi Ariach, little writing on top of little writing, Ulevein al Gabi Ulevein on the empty spaces on top of the empty spaces. My time, why is that the way to set it up? It's a sign, Shlotates Kuma Lamapalasan, that they won't be able to get up after they've fallen. So if you have a little writing and then space, maybe the writing will extend into the space. But if you have a little writing and again little writing, again little writing, the idea is nothing's going to be able to get up. They who fall in will not be able to get up. The king tells Esther the queen, Shushan Abira and Shushan, the capital, Hargo Yudim Abed, Chamesh Melsish, the Jews killed 500 people. What is your request? It'll be done for you. Amri Bavo explained, Malamid initially, Bamalach Fasacho Al Piv. In other words, he was first upset. He was first upset. He says, in Shushan, they killed all these people. But then the angel hits him. And then he says, oh, what do you want, Esther? And when she came before the king, Amar ima sefer. Ask the Gemara, Amar, Amar ibayale. It's Esther's the one who said it. She's the one who asks the king that what Haman wanted should be reversed. So why did it say Amar? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan explained, the reason why the pasuk says the word Amar is to teach us that Mordechai had commanded all the Jews, Ye Amar bepeh. They should say it in their mouth. They should read the story of what happened here with Haman and Esther and how she saved us and make a Purim. And they should read Masha Kasa B'Sefer. They should read what's written in the scroll. Amar B'Pem Masha Kasa B'Sefer. They have to read it from a scroll. Then the Megillah is called Divrei Shalom, the MS words of peace and truth. Amar B'Tanchum Amir La Amar B'Asi. Rabbi Tanchum said, something Rabbi Asi said. Malama, this teaches us that you need to etch lines to write the ink letters on top of these lines. Kamita Shel Torah, like the truth of the Sefer Torah, which also needs to have etchings. So Umamar Esther Kiyam Divya Purma Elo Vinichtaba Sefer. Megillah says that the words of Esther was fulfilled. These the matters of Purim is written in the book. So the Umamar Esther in Divya Tzomos Lo, is it only what Esther had said? What about all the fasts, the Jews davening? That's also what had caused this miracle. Rabbi Yochanan said, that was already mentioned. Tiberiat Somos was already mentioned. Umamar Esther. So it's both the fasting of the Jews and the words of Esther. Esther going to the king and talking to him. Kiyam, that's what fulfilled Tiberiat Purim, Ha'ela, all these matters of Purim. Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Mishneh Lamelech Achashverosh. Mordechai the Jew was the understudy, right? He was the second only to King Achashverosh. For Gadol Yehudim, he was the leader of the Jews. For Ratzui, and desired and loved the Rov Echav, to most of his brethren. Amazing. Mordechai saves them, and even so, only most people like him. The Rov Echav, to most of his brethren, below the Chol Echav, not to all of his brethren. The Lamanet teaches you Shapir Shemimenu Mitzvah Sanhedrin. Some of the peers in the Sanhedrin left him. They were upset with him. Amar Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef taught, Gadol Talmud Torah, greater is learning Torah, Yosef Matzos Nefashos, than saving lives. To Meikara, Chashvili Mordechai Basar Arba. First Mordechai was listed after 4, Levasop, and after he is involved in politics and saving lives, Basar Chamisha, he's listed after 5. Meikara, Ksivit says, Asher Barim Zubavu, Yeshua Nehemiah, Sraya, Re'elia, Mordechai, and then Bil Shanel Vasof, and it says, Ksiv, Habarim Zubavel, Yeshua Nehemiah, Ezra, Ramya Nachmeni, and then Mordechai, and then Bil Shan. Okay, we'll stop.